VUDHR is a series of, essentially it's a series of articles. It's, at the essence of it, it's to me what I'd like to call sort of a guidepost or a guidelight to how you should treat your fellow brother or sister. And that gives you just the understanding of what is a human and what are their rights, and it includes dignity and respect. And really, to me, at the heart of it is love and compassion towards your fellow, again, human being. I would say it's if you have not come into contact with it, it's something, it's inspirational, it's inspiring, but again, it really just teaches you and shows you how going forward we should treat each other. I cannot believe that it's still 2018 and we still are not on the same playing field as men. If you look at the disparity in terms of pay, for instance, and in the Western world, that's problematic. But also just reproductive rights, the ability for women to be safe. These are fundamental rights that are still not innate. They're still not a given, which is disappointing. So in an ideal world, that wouldn't be something that we would have to continue to fight for. I first came into contact with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights during my bachelor study at the University of Washington in the United States. And I was so curious about human rights, and it appealed to me because it was essentially it was a fight for people who either were not in the position to fight for themselves or were marginalized. And I think as a kid, I had always been drawn to helping other people. And especially because of my background, I had received help from people, rising out of poverty. And that had such a special calling to me. And it really led me to my career as an international human rights lawyer, and now as the founder and CEO of She Matters. My human rights hero is Marielle Franco, a Brazilian politician, feminist, and human rights activist who was assassinated in 2018. She dedicated her life and political career to defending the human rights of women and disadvantaged people who were living in the favelas or the Rio de Janeiro's vulnerable communities. Having grown up in one of Rio de Janeiro's largest favelas, she was a popular LGBTQ and human rights activist. She was a vocal critic of police brutality and the only Black female representative and one of seven women on the 51-seat city council. She was someone who was just starting her career, but unfortunately, she didn't live long enough to really see, to really live her potential. For me, working in international law, I've met a lot of courageous people, and I've been so lucky for that because I'd like to think that I've taken a little bit of their inspiration with me, and transformed that into what I do at She Matters. But for specifically with her, I really resonate with her because of her background. She also was a young mother who had her daughter very early, and who was so persistent and fought. She worked, but she also went to school at the same time, which is very similar to what I did. She was such a bright woman and really. So refreshing, I think, to the people who were living there to see such possibility in the future with her. And so there's so many ways that I hope to emulate her, and really try to do justice in a way that she's done the people that she tried to fight for. I try to emulate the same in my life today. But it is, yeah, she is one of the many that I like to, one of my many heroes, and someone who I, just hope to emulate through my work at She Matters. I wake up every day with the idea that I want to make the world a better place. I think about that every day. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, pioneer the next best technology. It doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, have this big building and have this huge change on this massive scale. What I want to do is so simple. It starts, you know, really small. It's having a cup of coffee with someone who needs it. Going to, you know, your local community. Maybe, you know, there's an event for refugees. It's going and it's being curious, and it's listening to people. And yeah, to be honest with you, it's some of the people in the amazing people in the refugee community. They haven't had anybody really listen to them in a very long time, or just treat them as equal and not someone who's vulnerable. And so I would say, you know, start small. You know, again, have that cup of coffee. Your actions can change the world. It doesn't have to be at this grand scale, but we all can do our part, right? We all, as humans, we all can make a difference, and either big or small, it's up to you. But I think that, you know, we all have that power and that ability to do it. Never think because I'm just one person that my actions can't change the world, because little by little, they can change the world, or if not, they can change the world of somebody. So do it. I would like to pass something on to my children. A lot of what I do today is for my children, Armando and Isabel. I had Armando when I was very young. I was 17, and they are the reason why I do what I do. I think that in life people find it to be it's hard. Life can be hard. It can bring you to your knees. But life can also be beautiful, and it could be a gift, such a gift. And what I hope to leave my children and my legacy, I want them to see that their mom was good, and that their mom, despite the obstacles ahead of her, she was always optimistic, and she tried to make the world a better place by seeing people, seeing them, not seeing through them. That's something so important, and it cost me nothing. It cost me 3 seconds every single day when I meet a new woman to tell her, I see you. I don't see through you, I see you. And I see your potential. And I don't know how, but we're gonna get there together. That's what I do every day, and that changes lives. It could cost me nothing. It cost me not a dime, but I see that change lives every single day. And so what I hope to pass on to them is that you can make a difference in the world. You have to believe every day that your actions, whether it's good or bad, will change the world, and that you have the power to do it. And don't let anybody stop you from living your dream, and always aspire to do good by your fellow man or woman. The story of the jewelry box, this is a special story for me, and it's something, it's a memory, but it's a gift that I will cherish forever. A day after we launched She Matters and we announced it on social media, I got an email from a woman. I met her a day after we launched She Matters, and she was the first woman who I had met who I had enrolled in our program at She Matters. And a week after we were launched, our application to TEDx Amsterdam Women's Startup Award was accepted. So I had to go pitch and tell my business plan, business model. And I'm like, okay, what is a business plan, business model? Because I was an international lawyer. I was not an MBA. I had no background at all. But anyway, so we go through this whole process, and it was about, I think, 6 weeks, you know, of competing. And we get to the semifinals, and we didn't go through. We didn't proceed to the finals. Of course, I was bummed. I was disappointed. But I invited her to attend the semifinals with me at the Edge in Amsterdam. So she was there with me, and she was supporting me. And the event closed, and we had to go get our coats in the coat room. And she gave me a bag. It was a white paper bag. And I said, you know, what is this? And she says, I want to give this to you. It's a gift. It's from me and my family. So I open up the white bag, and I have it's a series of things. It was first, is this little bag of soap. And there was like three little soaps in there. And there was a tin can. It was a Mickey Mouse tin can of chocolates. And then at the very bottom, there was this piece of, it was this heavy object and wrapped in paper, paper wrapping. I open it, and it's this small jewelry box, the size of your palm. And I open that, and there are some you know, earrings in there, simple earrings. And I looked at her, and she says, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for fighting for me, and thank you for fighting for us, and please don't give up. And if you know anything about refugees, you know that they have minutes to flee, because they're usually fleeing, you know, bombs or bullets or, you know, danger. And that was something that she had taken with her from Afghanistan. And it was so special to her that she took it, but that she was giving it to me as a way to say thank you. I was so moved by that, and I just broke down into tears. Because, of course, I was disappointed that we didn't get through to the finals at this, you know, this pitch competition. But I was, the prize, I had gotten the biggest prize that day, which was that gift from her, and that act of selflessness, I guess. And I felt so humble, and I was just, I couldn't believe that she was thanking me, and I felt like I had done nothing. And that is something I still have it on my dresser, and I look at it every single day. And that is one of the things that gives me strength. That moment, that memory, and that act was something that just it sticks with me every single day. The magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you. And that was a quote taken by the film Million Dollar Baby. For me, that is one of my favorite quotes, because when I started She Matters, I had this idea of wanting to get refugee women jobs. And I remember putting together my business model, and I would have people tell me, you know, Christina, what company would choose a refugee woman over, you know, someone who's lived in, you know, Western, you know, Europe or United States? They would tell me these things. And I kept on believing in it, and I kept on, I had to drown all of that out because there was so much negativity. And I remember this quote in particular when I left my job at a legal partnership in The Hague, and it was in March. I decided to take the leap and live off of my savings and just really, you know, take the leap and try to make this fly. And I remember this is one of the quotes I would look at every day, because I had this dream of becoming a social enterprise recruitment agency for refugee women. And that dream kept materializing every single day by little wins here and there. A company saying, hey, we heard of you, we want to work with you. Or, you know, when I finally made a match, our first match, to a legal research institute in The Hague, who hired a couple of our candidates, I started to see the dream materialize. And more and more, I mean, you know, November 2018, that dream is here and it's working. And I'm so, so happy. But this was one of the quotes that I had to really think about it and really let it become a part of me, because nobody else saw it. You know, it was something, again, I had to fight for.